Hall, Lucinda. Battle Creek, Michigan, May 4th, 1861. Dear Sister Lucinda, our conference was interesting from the commencement to the close. I wish you could have been present. It was a stirring, deep-feeling meeting. Ministers and people sought to make thorough work, that they might be fitted up and prepared to engage in this work of God with all their energies. Wrongs were not passed over lightly. They were sought for, dug out, and the individuals were not released until they had made clean work. Brother Frisbee's case was brought up, and he confessed his wrong course. Stephen and Sarah have made thorough work. Sarah's case was introduced, and she has confessed her backslidings, her unwillingness to receive the reproofs given in vision. Last night, she again repeated her humble confessions. You know that the state of Stephen and Sarah and father and mother has been a source of great discouragement to us. Yes, it has proved the greatest trial to us we have ever had. Father made quite an humble confession. He feels very differently in regard to James. He confessed his crooked feelings and says he feels very differently. We feel encouraged to see this good work begun. Last night, Aristus Bogardus confessed with many tears her backslidings and said she wished to go with us to the kingdom. She could not endure the idea that she must be left behind. Lucinda, how apt we are to look to ourselves, trying to hunt up some worthiness in us to make us acceptable with God, or else to bemoan that lack of worthiness we are so anxious to find. Jesus invites us to come just as we are, although polluted with sin. We cannot make ourselves better. It is more pleasing to God for us to come to Him just as we are, in our helplessness, in our hopelessness, if He does not undertake for us, and cast ourselves upon His mercy, upon His worthiness. Our necessity will then be God's opportunity. Here we certainly lack. We should come to Jesus because of our very helplessness and dependence, and then Jesus mercifully, willingly receives us. We lack living, abiding faith. When clouds surround us, we are apt to sink under the cloud, instead of laboring to have our faith alive amid the darkness and gloom. Oh, let us not distrust God, but venture out, trust, trust, forever trust. Poor Lottie has been very much afflicted. She has had a bone felon and lost the first joint of her right thumb. Her sewing days are over. I often think what will become of Sarah and her family of babes. Her infant is a very smart, intelligent child. Charlotte has done no work for months. Laura's health is better. We hope she will be spared through the summer. I love Laura. Brother Hall and wife have moved to Battle Creek. They live in William's house. 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, Brethren Phillips, Lyons, Lewis, and Cornell rode about 6 miles out of town and heard Mr. Jennings preach, that dark-skinned man in Wakeley's store. In the afternoon, James preached a very interesting discourse upon the resurrection. I followed in exhortation, had freedom. They are anxious to have us come again. We shall visit tomorrow, and James will preach to them again Sunday. Lucinda, I am glad you are coming to see us again. We need you. The children need you. Jenny and I had to work very hard for the last conference. We had no help. Jenny had someone to help her wash dishes twice. We shall have to get up a little sewing bee for Sarah. They need much done for them to make them comfortable. They are now where we feel it to be duty to help them, in the line of making up some things for them. Jenny is suffering with a sty upon her eye. It is certainly the worst-looking eye I ever saw. She has suffered much with it. I must close. Love to all your family, especially your father and mother. Lucinda, if you come to see me, bring me some peonies if you have them. In much love.